with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Three special elections today are in the national spotlight. A state Supreme Court contest in Wisconsin, plus two Florida elections to fill vacancies in Congress. In the Sunshine State's 6th District, State Senator Randy Fine is the GOP candidate. He tells SRN News his opponent is too radical for that Florida district.
He describes himself as a proud socialist whose first act will be to impeach Donald Trump. So that's what's on the line today with our thin House majority. Democrats are mad. Republicans feel great because Trump's winning. And we've had to explain to them how important this election is. But I'm optimistic. People are showing up. They're going to vote. And we're going to have a big night. But they got to go vote. They got to go vote right now.
Randy Fine is running to replace former Congressman Mike Walls, who was tapped by President Trump as his White House National Security Advisor. Thousands of employees in the government's Health and Human Services Department are being laid off. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The layoffs are expected to affect up to 10,000 people, many of whom weren't notified until they showed up for work Tuesday morning and couldn't access their buildings. The cuts include researchers, scientists, doctors, support staff, and senior leaders at the National Institutes of Health, the Food and Drug Administration, and other agencies. Some senior-level NIH employees in the D.C. area were offered a possible transfer to Alaska and were given 48 hours to respond. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty against Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel on December 4th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points, the NASDAQ rose 150. This is SRN News. Palestinian children are being taught to hate Jews.
The London-based Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education reports that school kids in the areas ruled by the Palestinian Authority are using textbooks full of anti-Semitism and glorification of violence. One math book asks students to calculate how many suicide bombers have attacked Israel. In some elementary schools in Gaza, youngsters are being taught to memorize poems glorifying the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A surge of grant cancellations has hit researchers focused on promoting the LGBT agenda as the Trump administration targets ideologically driven science and government waste. So far, the government has terminated nearly 70 LGBT grants to 46 institutions, totaling nearly $40 million. Administration officials say they want to root out unscientific studies. This is SRN News. It could be a very busy wildfire season.
Across the country, many communities marked record dryness between December and the end of February. Snowpack was nearly non-existent in some spots, and vegetation was left tinder dry. All comprise ingredients for elevated wildfire risk. More than 1,000 firefighters and fire managers recently participated in an annual wildfire academy in Arizona, where training covered everything from air operations to cutting back brush and building fire lines. Academy officials say there's a consensus that crews will be busy throughout the spring and summer. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, forecasters are warning of potentially deadly flash flooding and strong tornadoes in coming days from a new round of storms. Waves of thunderstorms are poised to strike parts of the Midwest and South later this week. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.